According to a new global survey by Sealy Posturepedics, 75% of us are not getting a good night's sleep, and technology may be to blame. Now, joining me on Tech Daily today to talk through the findings, dig up the real culprits, and supply a few sleep tips is sleep expert and researcher at Central Queensland University, Dr. Amy Reynolds. G'day, Amy.
Hi, Andy.
I thought this survey was going to be a lead right into a conversation about uncomfortable beds being to blame, and I'm sure we'll get to that. But from what I've read of the survey, bedtime technology usage is really the key issue here. What exactly are the findings?
Yeah, well, what they've seen in the Sealy Sleep Census this year is that about 7 out of every 10 people are sleeping with their phone near their bed. And 64% of those people seem to feel that keeping that phone near their bed has some sort of a negative impact on their sleep, particularly for women. So we did see that 67% of women feel that technology has some sort of negative influence on their sleep.
So do people generally feel that technology is impacting their sleep, but they're not willing to do anything about it? Or is this new information for a lot of people?
Look, there is some information from the US that suggests that technology use and sleep is really prevalent. But what's really interesting here is that people do seem to be aware that there's a negative impact or feel that there's a negative impact on their sleep, but they still have those devices nearby, you know, either before bed or during the night.
So your suggestion is perhaps that a technology detox is needed. How exactly will that help?
Well, we know that there are two possible ways that having technology around in that hour before bed may not be particularly good for our health. When we're online and we're chatting on our phones or online, we're really alert and engaged and getting involved in conversations. So when it comes time to go to bed, it might be a little harder to get to sleep because you're so busy thinking about the conversations you've had or, you know, getting involved in any social interactions online. But the other factor that we need to think about is the light that's coming out of those tablets. And we have seen that in some instances, when you're using a tablet with bright light for a long period of time before bed, it can affect melatonin, which is a sleep promoting hormone. So when people use those tablets for a long time before bed, it seems to change or suppress those levels which need to rise in the evening to promote sleep. So those blue lights that come out of those tablets might be affecting our ability to get to sleep when we're ready to or when we're wanting to. So what we're doing in the evening really is telling our bodies that we want to be awake when really we're trying to get ready for sleep.
Now, I understand that you have some great tips to help people get a good night's sleep. Let's hear them.
Well, perhaps one of the most important is to give yourself time to unwind before sleep. So we do know adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. That's actual sleep, not just spending time in bed. So if you know you take a little bit longer to fall asleep at night, try to build that into your evening so you've got time to unwind and get the sleep that you need. Where possible, as in line with these findings, I guess, avoid technology in the hour before bed. Obviously, that's not going to be an option for some people, particularly if you're on call or you're needing to have your phone nearby for work-related reasons. But if you can, putting the technology away for an hour before bed might be a really good way to give your body time to get ready for sleep. We also suggest that you steer clear of caffeine in the evening. So the same reason that many people do drink coffee in the morning is the reason we should avoid it in the evening. And when we think caffeine, we often think coffee. But it's important to remember that caffeine pops up in tea and in chocolate. So try swapping out your coffee in the evening if you have one for a caffeine-free tea, especially if you do still like to have that hot drink in the evening. And I think the important take-home message is to make sleep a daily priority. So we can see that not getting enough sleep in the long term has effects on our health and well-being, particularly in terms of weight gain, obesity, diabetes, those kinds of conditions. So getting in the habit of prioritising sleep and getting enough, just like we do with diet and exercise, is a really important thing to consider.
Some really good tips there. Thank you very much. Dr. Amy Reynolds, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Great. Thanks for having me, Andy.